Later stage of the game, we had the Latrell Mitchell Joe Manu incident where Joseph Manu, is it two or three plates he's had inserted into his face?
Something like that. I think his surgery went well, but gee, you know, things are going to change for him forever now.
Yeah. Now, we have got Latrell Mitchell's uncle with us, Maurice Goolagong. He lives at Wombe. He joins us this morning. Maurice, g'day, mate. How you going, mate?
Going, boys?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Hey, since the incident on Friday night, have you spoken to Latrell Mock?
Yeah, mate, I've spoken to him every day.
Right.
How's he going?
He's not going too well.
Oh, that's no good to hear. Did he explain to you what was going through his head as he came across the field and, you know, put the shot on Joseph Manu's side of his head that caved in the side of his head?
It's just, I mean, Rob, he's been playing that way ever since he was strapped on some footy boots. He's always been an aggressive player. He just likes to win. There was no malice in it whatsoever. You know, he was just protecting his line, obviously. And it was just unfortunate the way the tackle happened. Look, he's regretful. Let me tell you, every day I've rang him, the voice, you could just tell it in his voice that he's, it was just an unfortunate accident. And like he's spoken to Joseph Manu, they've talked about it and done all that sort of stuff. And I mean, when that happens and the media, I don't know, twist it, whatever they do to it, but it's just, I don't know, it's just an unfortunate accident. And I mean, they're playing rugby league, one of the toughest sports in the world. I mean, some of these things are going to happen, you know what I mean? And it was the way the tackle happened, like, you know, Gagai had him and he was sort of coming back in to pass the ball to, I think it was Tedesco or whoever it was. It was just unfortunate. I mean, the speed of the game and whatever else, but yeah.
Maurice, that's not the first incident that Latrell has been charged with on the field this year.
Yeah, we know that.
There's a poll. Does Latrell need to change his ways? 90% of people said yes, 10% no. What are your thoughts about that?
Mate, I don't know. As I said, like, he's an aggressive player, and it's just that's the way he plays. I mean, you know, when he's doing something right, everyone's praising him and everything, yeah. But one little incident, then bang, the you're just jumping on him. Like, I mean, after this incident here, even his partner has been getting death threats and everything as well.
See, that's uncalled for.
No, that's out of the.
What I'm saying. I mean, this is. It's just, you know, he's only 24 years old, and you know, he's you know, I mean, off the field, if you met this bloke, I'll tell you what, I guarantee you, you'd have a different opinion on the way he plays on the field. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course. Look, and people's character off the field is often a polar opposite to how they are on the field. And you say, as you say, he's aggressive. But the problem I've got and a lot of people have got is that this guy, Latrell, is so talented. He can catch a ball being kicked off an opponent's foot within a split second's notice. He can dodge three players on the sideline and run 80 metres to score a try. And it's fabulous. But don't you think that at this level and then with his skill level, he should have been able to lower his tackle, and to go that hard into someone's head is something that I know it may be called an accident, but there's an element of deliberate force thrown at the head of Joseph Manu, and it's caused him, you know, possibly lifelong problems.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying, Rob. But if that was the second earlier, he probably would have got him in the shoulder. If it was a second later, he probably would have went straight over the top of him. You know what I mean? It's just the unfortunate way that he was leaning to go into that tackle. It was just an unfortunate accident. Like I mean, David Fifita's accident 3 weeks ago, no one's talking about that tackle, and he ended up in a coma.
Mock, do you think with everything that the league has tried to implement this year, especially with head highs, that anything like the rules that were sending people off like crazy throughout the year, that something further should be done to stop an incident like what happened?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say. There's been head-eyes tackles left, right and centre after they've brought this rule in.
Yeah.
And, you know, some are getting sent off. So it's so inconsistent. You know, I don't know. That's why the media are always pumping it up all the time. I feel that, you know, you just don't know what's going on. Like, one week, a bloke can take his head off and he gets sent off the nephew got sent off for 10 minutes. And then, you know, a week before, a bloke does something similar, or not similar, but, you know, a head-eye tackle and he gets sent off. I don't know. It's weird. And as I say, the media keep pumping it up and pumping it up. And this is the only thing in the game they're talking about. Like, they're not talking about the rival. It was Cameron Murray's 100th game, the score and everything. It's just that one little incident, and now it's just blown out of proportion.
Has Luttrell gone home, or what's he doing, Mocha? Is he staying in Sydney?
He's sticking around with the boys, and he's going to be there to help him out and, help him out as much as he can on off the field, obviously. But so I asked him if he's coming home. He said, no, I'm going to stick around and.
Was 6 weeks enough suspension?
Was 6 weeks? I don't know. Well, he's copping it on the chin. What else can we do?
It's no good to hear that he's down, but to go in, he's got to have arm in the tackle. To go into someone's head with the shoulder like that, I think, he's lucky to get 6 weeks. And I know that he's remorseful of what's happened and he feels like he's done the wrong thing, but he's got to, we've got to change the game. That's my opinion anyway, so that can't happen.
Yeah, I know. I understand what you're saying, Rob, but I mean, the speed of they're trying to speed the game up and do all this sort of stuff. You're going to have like this.
Yeah.
Who's to say in a couple of weeks' time there's not another accident like that, and then we're talking about it again.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, you've been a great. Yes, it is. And as I said, you're the uncle of Luttrell Mitchell. Thank you so much for taking time out and having a chat, an open and honest chat with us this morning, buddy.
No worries, mate.